Good morning. We're very happy to be here today to share on this. And I know that Dr. Dan would say I shouldn't say that, but I'm very proud to have, I want to acknowledge the presence of Dr. Bernice Dan. She's a Deputy Minister of Health, Public of Liberia, and the Chief Medical Officer. I was telling somebody, I think she's the most busy person in the whole country. Today, we're going to be looking at performance and training in family planning among Liberian health workers, recent graduates, in looking at how we develop our competency-based pre-service curriculum. We have no relationships or anything to disclose. We also want to acknowledge our other co-investigators who are on this panel with us, who are part of the presentation, Mary Drake, Udea, Thomas Orr from JPICO. What we want to do this morning is to look a little bit at the method, the task analysis method that we use for conducting the task analysis, and how we compare the people that were surveyed between the findings of those who frequently did a task and who did not, and how we needed to revise the curriculum so that it fit to enable them to be able to perform the task. Just some quick facts about Liberia. We have 3.5 million people. Our maternal mortality rate, we consider one of the highest in the world, 994. We have a very low contraceptive prevalence rate, as you see there, 11.4 for all methods, 10.3 for modern methods, and we have like 46% of births that are attended by skilled providers. With this kind of background and realizing that Liberia was coming out of a civil war, the United States government funded what is called the Rebuilding Basic Health Services Project through the Ministry of Health. We were working in 7 counties. It was being led by GSI, included JPICO, CCP, Management Sciences for Health, and we worked actually through 6 NGOs, which were both local and international. The RBHS was really based upon 3 really main pillars: health system strengthening, health services, and BCC. And what we did in it was pre-service education, which we will see in all 3 of the pillars. RBHS mainly focused on strengthening health services, looking at cross-cutting issues of youth and gender, but we also look at family planning, specifically maternal neonatal child health, including mental health, water and sanitation. The main focus of our presentation this morning is looking at what we consider the second intermediate results that we were trying to achieve in the project, is to increase health services through improved infrastructure and systems, and we are focusing on pre-service education. The pre-service education is led by JPICO, that is who I work for. And JPICO would say the emphasis of JPICO is preventing the needless deaths of women and children. We work in like about 150 countries, but we right now in 50. And next year, we'll be 40 years old. And like RBHS, JPICO focus upon those same technical areas, maternal and child health, family planning. And the approach is mainly through working through governments and collaborating with agencies and partnerships to strengthen health care system in different countries. For the task analysis, we had to, like I said, our major objective was to strengthen pre-service education. And so in doing that, we had to revise the curriculum for the nurses, the curriculum for the midwives, and the curriculum for the physician assistant, and the one for the environmental health technicians. And besides the nurses and the midwives, all of those, the other 2 had not been revised in like 10 years. The last one was 1987, and this was 2009. And so we decided to do the task analysis, which is a method of trying to go on and find out what people were actually doing in the different facilities. Our task analysis was a little bit different from most task analysis because we tried to look at performance standards. We had to develop performance standards based upon the basic package and went out to find out what people did, how often you did it, and whether you were trained to do it. If you were trained, where did you get training? In pre-service or in service or on the job? So like I said, we're really trying to see how we could strengthen the curricula for nurses, PA, and then how we would actually be able to revise the job descriptions and their core competencies. And so we developed this tool. The tool had 264 tasks covering 19 different areas. Like we said, it came mainly from the basic package of health services that included six major components. And all of those were divided into different things. That how come you see six have 19 different small areas? Like in maternal and neonatal health, we look at antenatal care, we look at postpartum, we look at labor and delivery, obstetrical emergencies. In child health, we're looking at immunization and IMNCI, or even nutrition, infant and young child feeding. All of those were in there. Or control for communicable disease. We look at HIV/AIDS, the tasks that the PA, the RN, or the certified midwife have to perform. And so we talked to 203 registered midwives, certified nurses, midwives, and physician assistants, asking them for each of those tasks, how often they perform the tasks, whether they were trained, and where were they trained. The different tasks for family planning, we asked about whether they were doing basic counseling, using a basic counseling strategy, whether they provided information on different contraceptives, whether they did birth spacing, whether they assessed for pregnancies, which are those things that we consider part of the standards of how you provide family planning service and counseling. And if you did all of those things, whether you gave the combined oral contraceptive, whether you did the progesterone-only pills, or you did the depot injection, whether you were able to insert or remove the IUD, or whether you were even able to do, or whether you were doing emergency contraception. What we found out was that overall, only 35% of the providers reported frequently. That means that either every week they did something in family planning, either they did counseling, they performed one of those tasks that we just talked about earlier. Only 35% of them did that frequently. A higher portion of people who did that were really the midwives. They discussed family planning, they incited or removed IUDs, or they were the ones responsible for giving the contraception. As you see here on this slide, we found out that the RNs in the clinics, that means that the ones that operate from 8 to 4, provided a little bit more family planning services than the RN that were in the hospitals. Because in the hospitals, RN were mainly not on the OB floor, they were mainly on pediatrics and medical surgical, and they didn't think that you need to include family planning as you took care of some medical condition. It was the same thing for what you see for the certified midwives, both in the hospital and in the clinics, but it was more in the clinic in terms of an outpatient basis. 8 to 4 did perform more of a family planning task than the others. Also, for the physician assistants, which are like in some countries they call them clinical officers, you will see for them they did not even do anything connected with IUD, as you see right there for task number 13. They did not know how to insert or remove IUD. For findings in terms of training, we found that 1/3 of the providers were trained in school in the family planning task. We said they got training. One of the things that we found out was that the question participants or all of the interviewees were thinking that when you say training, you know, you are talking about both the academic, you got classroom information, and then you also have practice in a skills lab, in a simulation center. And many of them had not even seen an IUD, more like inserted it, so then they considered that they were not trained. The two tasks, like we said, are highest proportions of workers who reported not being trained were in providing emergency contraceptives. As far as they were concerned, many people that we interviewed did not even know about emergency contraception. And like we said, inserting or removing IUDs, they did not have that information. So what did we do? When we got that information, we came back and had to talk with the boards, the different regulatory bodies, the Liberian Board of Nursing and Midwife, the Physician Assistant Board. We also had to talk with the Nursing and Midwifery Division at the Ministry of Health. And with all the stakeholders together, we have a group called the Education and Training, National Education and Training Working Group. And so all of us met, that at that time was headed by the Assistant Minister for Preventive Services. And so we all met and decided people are either doing these things very poorly and they never learned them in pre-service education, which they should be prepared for that. And so we had to go back through the curriculum to look at all of those skills that were connected to family planning and to make sure that they were included in their curriculum, especially for the physician assistants and the nurses. These are all people who were part of the task analysis team. We had mainly like instructors from TNIMA. We got IRB approval from Johns Hopkins and the University of Liberia. The COP for RBHS, of course, USAID for the assistance. Peter Johnson, Mrs. Duncan, who was the assistant minister at that time. And these are just some resources of things that we use for. And thank you very much.